Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the radio show and hear the activities I'm putting on. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started off at about 70 degrees today, but it has gotten warmer in the desert since this morning. Now it's at about 95 degrees, and they have predictions that it's going to hit 100 degrees. So it's racing toward that hot desert weather. You know, Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and it has that summer desert weather. So we want to say welcome to Las Vegas and enjoy the heat, because it will be hot in the desert. And all of Vegas is opening wide up again. You still got to wear your mask, and you have to have social distancing, and you have to wash your hands everywhere you go. But everything is wide open. All the casinos are open. All of the restaurants on the strip are open. And all of the live entertainment on all of the stages in Vegas are wide open. So it's entertainment all over Vegas. So come to Vegas and enjoy the live entertainment. We need you to come and spend your money in Vegas to make up for the time that we were shut down. So everybody needs to get back to work and make that money again. So come on back to Vegas and enjoy yourself. This should be a good summer for everybody. All right, an announcement real quick. Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be live in concert this weekend, the weekend of the 30th and the 31st in Las Vegas. I think they're going to be at the Bellagio. So come on down this weekend and see Earth, Wind, and Fire live in concert. And then in September, we have Michael Epps, the comedian of the year. Michael Epps is going to be live in concert, and he's going to be at the Palladium. And that's going to be September 5th and September 6th. It's Labor Day weekend. So come on down and see that live entertainment. It should be an outstanding show for everybody to come and enjoy the laughs of Michael Epps. All right, well, that's all the report for the activities in Vegas They have a lot of other activities going on, but I don't know the names of all the artists that are performing, so I can't tell you now, but maybe in a week or so I'll have some more listings of some live entertainment that's performing in Vegas, since it's wide open now and everybody, all the casinos are open and all the casinos are hosting live performances. So let's come on to Vegas. After all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. All right. Now, before we get into sports, I have a joke or a story I want to tell. There was a young man that went to church, and when they stood up for I'll skip that story. You know, I was a teacher, and I taught in middle school, but I had black and white, I had Spanish, and I had Asian, and I had Indian kids in my classroom. But I had to make sure everybody could speak English so I could teach them, because otherwise I'd have to send them to a bilingual class to get them to somebody to teach them, because I couldn't speak different languages. I only could speak English. So I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. All right, that's a joke from G Money, the Pimp Comic. All right, well, let's talk NBA sports. It's time for G Money's sports report on the day. All right, we're going to talk about NBA sports report on today, Thursday, May 27th, and 2021. So, DJ Papa D, are you there? Are you ready to talk about the NBA and what's going on with the tournament?
Yep, I'm here. How you doing, G-Money?
I'm all right, man. I'm making it. I had a good day today, so it's going to be a great day. The show is going to be outstanding. I know we got a special show set up for all the listeners so they can really get a good show for their entertainment, because it's almost Memorial Day weekend. And so we have a good show for them this week. All right, let's talk about that East Coast Conference tournament playoff going on in the East. So let's see what's happening with the Philadelphia 76ers, and they're playing the Washington Wizards. What's going on with that tournament?
Philadelphia 76ers lead that series 2-0.
2-0. All right. Philly's winning the series 2-0. And it's the best of seven So there's 2-0 in the series, and that's a good day. All right. What about the Brooklyn Nets and who are the Brooklyn Nets playing? Are they playing the Boston Celtics?
Right. The Brooklyn Nets lead that series 2-0.
All right. It looks like they're going to sweep the series, too. All right. Well, let's see what Milwaukee Bucks are doing with the Miami Heat.
The Milwaukee Bucks lead that series 2-0.
All right. It looks like the top three teams in the East are beating the bottom three teams in the East. So it looks like it might be a sweep if the bottom teams don't get some wins in there. All right. So what's going on with the New York Knicks playing the Atlanta Hawks?
That series is tied 1-1.
Okay. It's an even series right now. 1-1. One win, one loss for both of those teams. Okay. And 4 playing 5. Yep. Okay. So that's it for the Eastern Conference, what's going on with the East. So now let's talk about the Western Conference. What's going on with Utah playing the Memphis Grizzlies?
That series is tied at 1-1.
All right. It's an even series, 1-1. All right. And let's see. What about the Phoenix Suns playing our Los Angeles Lakers?
Another series that's tied 1-1.
Oh, they're 1-1 in the West again, huh? Okay. What about the Denver Nuggets playing? I guess they're playing the Portland Trail Blazers.
That's correct. And that series is tied at 1-1.
Oh, they're 1-1 also. Okay. So let's go to the Los Angeles Clippers playing the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas leads that series 2-0.
Oh, Dallas is winning that series 2-0. Come on, Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Clippers. You got to play better than that. You're representing the West, and you're getting beat up on. That's not good. You're a fourth-ranked team in the West, and you're getting beat by a fifth-ranked team in the West? Oh, no. I don't like that. But anyway, that's the NBA Sports Report for today, May 27th, 2021. All right. Let's go to the NHL. Let's see what's happening with the hockey. And DJ Papa D, tell me who's playing and what division you're talking about. You can pick any division. Start with them and just tell us what the standings and the divisions are.
Okay, we could start with the East. Both games are both, I don't know, yeah, both series in the East are over. The Bruins have beaten the Capitals, and the New York Islanders have beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. And so in round two, the Boston Bruins will be playing the New York Islanders.
Oh, so it looks like team four beat team one, and team three beat team two. Is that what it is in the East? The third and fourth division.
That is correct.
Beat the top two teams? Oh, how about that in the East? Okay, so three is playing four now to see who's going to be the champion in the Eastern Conference. Okay, so what about some other conferences? Which one do you want to tell us about now?
In the West, like I mentioned before, the Colorado Avalanche has clinched their series against the St. Louis Blues, winning it 4-0. And the Golden Knights and the Minnesota Wild are tied now at 3-3, and they have their tiebreaker game tomorrow night.
Oh, Golden Knights of Las Vegas better win if they're going to stay in the competition. They were supposed to be the best team in that division, and now it looks like they may get bumped out of the division, and they're going to be over in the playoffs. Oh, that's not good. Come on, Golden Knights, get it together. Win the last game, game seven in the series, so that you can play on to win the Western Conference. Okay, so let's go. Shall we go to the North or to the South, to the Central Division, and tell us what's going on in either one of those divisions?
In the Central Division, the Tampa Bay Lightning has won their series against the Carolina Panthers 4-2, and the Nashville Predators will be playing the Florida Hurricanes today, and in their series the Predators are up 3-2, so either the Predators will take the series today or they'll be tied, and they have to play another game in a couple of days.
Oh, okay. So who has won their playoff game? Was it Team 1 beat Team 4, or Team 4 beat Team 1?
3 beat Team 2.
Team 3 beat Team 2. So Team 1 and Team 4 are still playing.
Right, and Team 4 is currently ahead 3-2.
Oh, it looks like
three games to two games.
Yeah, they have a 3-2 winning edge right now over Team 1. Okay, so what's going on in the Northern Division?
In the North, the Winnipeg Jets have won their series against the Edmonton Oilers 4-0, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are ahead of the Montreal Canadiens 3-1, and they have a game today as well. If the Maple Leafs win that, they go on to play the Jets in the second round, and if they lose to the Canadiens, then there's at least one more game, possibly even two more games, before that series is decided.
Okay, so what's the standings? 1-4? Who's won and who lost in 1-4?
So 3 beat 2. The Jets are third, and they won the series against the Oilers. So 3-2, and the Maple Leafs, who are 1, are ahead of the Canadiens 3-1.
Oh, okay. All right. So 2 and 3 have completed their series, and who won in that? Number 3 team beat the number 2 team? Is that
the Winnipeg Jets beat the Edmonton Oilers? Winnipeg Jets are number 3, and the Edmonton Oilers are number 2. And so the Jets, yeah.
So 3-2. All right. So now we got to see what's going on with 1 and 4. And 1 seems to have the advantage over 4. They're 3-1. So we'll have to see what happens in the later game, either today or tomorrow, to see who wins the series between those two teams. Okay, well, that's the NFL Sports Report right now for May 27th, 2021, Thursday, NFL Sports Report. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Is there were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass."
Say my name, girl.
and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I remember the last joke that G-Money told me. I couldn't remember it for a minute there, but I remembered it now. There was a young man in church, and he stood up for benediction, and the lady in front of him, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. And so he reached over and pulled her dress out of her underwear. And she socked him in the eye and gave him a black eye. So he went home from church, and his daddy asked him, "What happened to you, son? Where did you get a black eye from?" He said, "Well, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and the lady in front of us had her dress tucked inside her panties. And I pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked me in the eye." His daddy said, "Well, you know, you got to tell people that you're going to do something. If you're going to do something to be nice to them, you got to let them know that you're doing something that's going to benefit them and that you're not trying to take advantage of any situation. You need to let them know that you're doing it for their benefit so that they won't think that you're taking advantage of them. Do you understand?" And the boy goes, "Yeah, Daddy, I understand." So they went to church the next Sunday, and they stood up for benediction again. And the lady in front of her, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time the young man didn't mess with it. His buddy, standing next to him, looked up and saw the lady with her dress tucked inside her panties, and he reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But the young man that did it last week knew that she didn't like that, so he reached over and tucked it back in, and she hit him in the eye again. So he got hit in the eye again. Da ha, da ha, da ha. Well, the end of that joke. So anyway, DJ Papa D play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. I recorded something really interesting for their listening pleasure. So now it's time to play the story. So people, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as we play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I want to talk about some of the things I did when I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A. I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go northbound, and it would take me an hour and a half to ride the bus, and I'd end up in Hollywood, and I would go to Hollywood and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah, I want to introduce you to somebody. And I said, okay. And I walked down Harvard Avenue to this apartment complex that was on the corner of Harvard and Hollywood Boulevard. And I walked in the front door into the lobby of an apartment complex. Now, this apartment complex only had 6 apartments that the girls were working out of. And it was like 6 girls on Hollywood Boulevard, and they were out flagging guys in to, so they could make some money. And so this one hooker had taken me into the lobby, and in the lobby was a big, fat, black woman that was sitting at a table, and she was doing a crossword puzzle. And she looked up and saw me, and the lady introduced me. She said, you know, that my name was Gregory, and she said, this is Big Mama. And I was like, Big Mama? And she said, yes, that's what they call me, Big Mama. Can't you see I'm big? And I was like, yes, ma'am, I can see you're very large. So she was sitting there talking to me while she was doing her crossword puzzle. And she said, well, I need somebody to be a gopher for me. And I said, a gopher? She said, yeah, gopher this, gopher that, gopher cigarettes, gopher beer, gopher alcohol, gopher stuff at the store. You're a gopher. And I said, oh, really? And she said, I will pay you if you want to do that work for me. And I said, sure, that sounds good. I'd like that if I can get paid. And she said, sure, no problem. So you sit back here on the backside of my desk, and you can watch TV until I have something for you to do. And I said, okay. And I sat behind the desk, and I turned the TV on, and I started watching TV. And that's how I got started being a gopher for Big Mama. Now, the girls would go out on the street, and they would meet guys and invite them into the apartment, and they would give Big Mama money, and then they would take the guys around the corner to one of the apartments in the building, and they would do their business with the guys in the apartment. And then they would come out, and the guys would walk out the door, and they would leave, and the girls would sit down in a chair in the lobby, and they would smoke a cigarette, or they would drink a beer, or they would drink a shot of alcohol. And they did that while they were relaxing from the work that they had just done. And then they would go back out on the street. So the girls were taking turns coming in and out of the door, because there were 6 girls working the area, and each one of them had a bedroom, had an apartment. So they would go in, and they were using the bedroom in the apartment. So the girls were coming and going and coming and going. And then Big Mama would ask me to go to the store. And she would write a note for the clerk at the store because I was only like 14 or 15 years old. So she would write a note for me to go to the store and give it to the clerk, and he would sell me whatever she wanted on the note. And so I would go to the store. It was just up the street around the corner, and I would go to the store, and I would buy the cigarettes, and I would buy the beer, and I would buy the alcohol, and maybe I'd buy a couple of bags of potato chips or some popcorn, and then I'd come back and bring it to Big Mama, and she'd give me like $20, and I'd be like, she said, put that in your pocket, son, that's for you, and I'd be like, okay, that's good. So I would put it in my pocket, and I'd go back and sit behind the desk and watch some more TV. I did that every day for about 5 days a week. And at the end of the night, I would leave, and I would catch the bus. I'd walk back down Hollywood Boulevard to Western, and I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus back to the 65th place in L.A. And I did that for about a year. And it was good money for me for the fact that I was only, you know, 13, 14, or 15 years old. I was making $175 to $100 a night. Like 5 days a week. So it was a good little hustle for me, and I enjoyed making the money. Plus, the girls were really nice to me. Sometimes they would invite me into their rooms. Now, I was too young to have sex with the girls. So they would just invite me in to sit down while they were taking a break and they were watching TV. That would be about all we would do. And they would give me some candy, or they'd buy a soda, and they'd have a soda for me to drink. So I would sit up there and just talk to them, basically, just keeping them company until they went back out on the street and went back to work. And so from like 7 o'clock at night to 12 midnight, I would be going to Hollywood to do my job, to be the gopher in Hollywood. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I might get a little happy, but that's the way I'm supposed to be. ever since I came through the dark.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio.
To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, now it's time for me to talk to the fans that are listening to the radio show, and I got a $50 cash prize I'm trying to give away to one lucky fan club member. All you have to do is call into the radio station and be caller number 19. Caller 19. And if you call in and you can name the name of this song, which DJ Papa D will play a clip from a song, and if you can identify the song and tell us the name of the song, you can win $50. That's right. I have $50 cash prize to the winner of the person that can name the song of the day. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the musical tune, and we give the audience 5 minutes to call in and be able to identify the song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip for the listening audience. Okay, you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station. If you know the name of that song, if you can identify it, it's caller number 19 is what I'm looking for. So remember, callers, keep calling in until we get 19 calls. We need the 19th caller to be able to call in to identify the song. Okay, so call in. Keep calling in until we get a 19th caller. And then if the 19th caller doesn't have the right answer, keep calling in until we tell you you are the right answer for the song. Okay, DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time for the listening audience. All right, audience, fan club members, you got 5 minutes to call in to the radio station to tell us the name of that song. I'm looking for the 19th caller on this radio show, this contest, that you can win $50. That's right, fans, I'm giving away $50. I'm G Money, and I'm giving away $50. For your winning answer, if you know the name of this song. So, you got 5 minutes. Okay, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs. How about play Big Bank Take Little Bank? I'm the Money Man. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
all of my 50s and my 100s.
Big bang, take middle bang. 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 Big bang, take middle bang.
What around the dollars? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience. The people would dive on the floor
to get those dollars. And then I'd go and I'd
count the money and I'd raise it up.
And
I'd laugh.
Big bang, take middle bang. 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 Big bang, take middle bang.
And I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I'd count it again and I'd pull out another dollar. And I'd ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people were just going crazy.
Big bang, take middle bang. 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 Big bang, take middle bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was going to give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20, and I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang, take middle bang. 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 Big bang, take middle bang.
And pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang, take middle bang. 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 Big bang, take middle bang.
I'm G Money, the Pimp Cam. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The Money Man. I'm the Money Man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang, take middle bang. Big bang, take middle bang. Big bang, take middle bang. Big bang, take middle bang.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Called out by the Ohio Players. All right, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, it's time for me to give away the money to a fan club member, and I don't think we had a winner. Nobody knew the name of the song. Well, the name of the song is Funkonauts. Funkonauts by the Ohio Players. Now, I don't know what year that came out, but that's a funky name for a funky song. The Funkonauts. Well, DJ Papa D will play the song in its entirety in a minute. But first, I got to do the G999 financial report for the G999 coin. It's worth right now 0.004, which means it's 0.04 of a penny. Time to collect as many coins as you can, because when the value goes up, you want to have as many coins in your possession as possible. Because the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. And right now, it's starting off at 25% of a 1%. 25/100 of a percent. That's point.
It's less than half a penny. That's the easiest
less
way to say
than
it.
Okay, it's less than half a penny. So that means it's a good time to start collecting these coins. That's G999. All right. So DJ Papa D, play that song, Funkonauts, by the Ohio Players. And we'll be back for another song from G Money in a minute.
Attention, attention, attention. Bomb Star and Funko Knot.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I guess it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. But before I go, I want to give a shout out to all of the birthday people that are listeners of my radio show. And I got a special shout out to a special friend of mine, Patti LaBelle. That's right. She started singing in the 60s, and she's still putting it down all over the place. And she just had a singing battle against Gladys Knight not too long ago. And that was an outstanding display of musical talent. It was outstanding. Patti LaBelle versus Gladys Knight. Woo-wee! I'm telling you, those women were singing and putting it down. So anytime you get a chance to listen to Patti LaBelle, woo-wee! That girl can sing. That lady's a singing something. And they say she's the grandmother of soul. Aretha Franklin was the mother of soul. But Patti LaBelle is the grandmother of soul. How about that one? All right. Well, I want to say happy birthday to Patti LaBelle and to all of my other fans. So DJ Papa D, what other fans do I have that I can celebrate their birthday today? I know I got some Phi Beta Sigma birthdays today, and I got some Zeta Phi Beta sorority sisters that I can say happy birthday to, plus a whole lot of my other fans, Omegas and Alphas and AKAs and Sigma Gamma Rho's and Delta Sigma Thetas and even some Kappa Alpha Psi. I want to give a shout out to everybody that had a birthday today, May 27th, 2021. So DJ Papa D, give us a shout out on everybody that has a birthday today, along with Patti LaBelle.
Oh, okay. Let's see. One of your Facebook friends, Janae Krim, has a birthday today, and Janae is a Zeta. Happy birthday, Janae. Lee Bernard Jr. is 71 years old today. Happy 71st. Jaqueline Hill Barrett is 36 years old today. Happy birthday. Aaron Ragsdale has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Aaron. Charles Barnes has a birthday today. He is a Sigma. Simon A. Padmore II has a birthday today. I'll say that name again. Simon A.B. Padmore II has a birthday today. He is 25 years old, and he is also a Sigma.
Go, my friend, Simon.
G.G. Richardson has a birthday today, and G.G. is a Zeta. Daryl Woods turns 59 years old today. Happy birthday, Daryl. Lila Bryant has a birthday today. And last but not least, on your Facebook friends, Jason Tillman. Tilt is 48 years old today. Tilt from Carson, California. Celebrity birthdays today. What? Tilt, yeah, Tilt.
Yeah, all right, Tilt. A coach with my little brother, Big Nasty, at Kelowna High School. In Anaheim.
Catella High School.
Catella, okay. Catella High School in Anaheim, California. All right.
So out of 10, that's all the birthdays from Facebook. I have some celebrity birthdays today. Lisa Left Eye Lopes was born today in 1971. Andre 3000. His birthday is today.
Oh!
He's, he's turning 40-something.
He's a member of what group, DJ? Do you know what group he sings with?
Come on now. Outkast.
Outkast.
Big boy. Andre
3000. Andre
3000.
Okay. That's good. You knew that. Okay.
Lou Gossett Jr.'s birthday is today. Happy birthday, Lou Gossett Jr. Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
Todd Bridges. All right. Little Todd.
His
well, he ain't little
today.
No more. How old is he now? He's about 40.
He's like about 43, 44, 45. He's 45 years old today.
Yeah, Todd Bridges.
No, I'm sorry. He's 55.
Say,
he's 50.
What you say,
55.
What you say?
Yeah, 55 years old. Not 45, 55.
55. Oh, he's hitting up there. He's older than Big Nasty is. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, very much so. Jadakiss, the rapper, has a birthday today. Shanola Hampton, I don't know who she is. Yeah.
Who's that?
Jadakiss, the rapper. The last one, Shanola Hampton. I do not know
who she is.
Which I think she's an actress. She's pretty
she's
young,
actress.
Though. So, yeah.
Oh, she's new.
You won't know her.
Okay.
She's not new. You just don't know who she is. That's all. I don't know who she is, so she's not popular, but she's not new. Let's see, who else? Who is Keisha Spivey Epp has a birthday today. She's a singer. Singer for the group Total. From back in the day.
Okay.
And who else? I think one more person, you may not know him, he's an actor named Dondre Whitfield. He's in the really good TV show Queen Sugar. That is on HBO now, which is an excellent show produced by Oprah Winfrey and another famous black woman filmmaker. But he's
in that show.
So.
He's in the Oprah cast. All right. Well, happy birthday to all of my fraternities, Phi Beta Sigma. Fraternity, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and everybody else, all the other black Greeks around the world. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday, everybody, all around the world. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to check your sugar, okay?
Yeah.
Who are you singing happy birthday to?
But a lot of my fans on my radio show.
You have a radio show?
Yes.
What?
I'm on the radio right now. This is one of my friends, blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard.
Oh, my God.
Internet radio. Worldwide, girl. I'm broadcasting around the world. So, all right, DJ Papa D. Thank you for being my studio engineer. And DJ Big Nasty, thank you for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow my action and my activities on the radio show. So I'll see you guys on Monday to watch some basketball games this weekend. They have 3 games on Saturday. And they'll have 3 games on Sunday in the NBA. And watch the hockey. They got like 4 games that are going to happen between now and Monday. So we got a lot of hockey and a lot of basketball to watch this weekend. So stay up on the sports and the entertainment. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you next week on Monday at 3:00. God loves you, and I love you too. And be safe. Wear your mask. Have your social distancing. And wash your hands. And I'm out. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if 2 or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than 2 people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.